Okay, ne? So. Okay, the Zavi Mori Yakum Yisrael Pinchas, the Zechen is Daniel Shein of Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, thank you for inviting me to say some Divrei Torah on this Thursday night, Parshas Noach. Oh, thank you, my hearts. So we'll say a couple of ha'aris on inyanim that relate to Parshas Noach. First, I was just at a Pidyon HaBen, and I got a ride back from Rabbi Rosenwasser. Rabbi Rosenwasser's father used to be the Rav in Inwood, right, further down Washington Heights. And I just remember that his father, Allah, the person who gave me the ride, his father, Allah Shalom, the menorah in the old Zeisman Beis Medrash was dedicated to his father. So the son always would come periodically and clean the menorah to make sure the menorah was, kavdik to his father. So he told me over a story in the car, which is worth repeating, about his father, and it ties into Parshas Noach, because Noach was all about the difference between Emes and Sheker, all the people, Mala Aretz Chamas Mipneihim, Hini Mashkisa Misa Aretz. So he said that Rabbi Rosenwasser, the present Rabbi Rosenwasser, said about his father, Rabbi Rosenwasser was a mechutin with Rabbi Cooperman from Mechala, who wrote the commentaries on the Meshach Chochma. So he said that his father was once had a something with his leg, angaria on the leg, and usually in most situations the only eitza is to amputate. And this Rabbi Rosenwasser said he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he bumped into one of the Rav Finkel's Rosh Yeshivas, and he gave him a bracha. He says, "Your father," he says, "Sheker ein lo raglayim, Chazal say, but your father is such an ish emes, he's going to have his raglayim." And sure enough, the doctors were bewildered that it was cured and he didn't need to do an amputation. So as a Murdika Maisa. So I said it just fits into Parshas Noach. We know that the Torah tells us in Parshas Noach that Yom V'Layla Kor V'Chor Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, that when the Gemara learns that the Goy Sheshovas is Chayiv Misa, right? Goyim are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy Sheshovas is Chayiv Misa. So there's a whole discussion. I plan to give a shiur as a shem of this, but the question is, the Avos were Mekayim the Torah.
Hold it for a second. I just wanted to check that you're okay.
Yeah. So, guys, it's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So, but on the other hand, we know that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula even before the Torah was given. And there's a whole discussion in the Sefer Parashas Drachim. That's the that's the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech wrote a sefer called Parashas Drachim. It's a sefer pull with drush from the Torah. I first learned about it when I was in Moresh HaKolel, either the summer of 78 or 79, one of my counselors, Rabbi Jeffrey Abel, who's a rabbi in JC, he would used to, you know, the counselors used to change turns each Shabbos, a different of the two counselors those days in the high school kollel, and every week the other counselor would give, and Rabbi Abel, he gave us a lot of ideas and different svarim. So one sefer that he introduced me to was the Parashas Drachim of the Mishnah Melech. It's a classic pilpul sefer from the Mishnah Melech, and the first piece he has the whole discussion whether the Avos before Matan Torah had the din of Bnei Noach or a din like Israel. Because there was no tzivoy he had in the mitzvah, so were they Bnei Noach or they were Yisrael. So the question that is raised, that I believe it's talked about in the part of Yofos of the Hafla, and the Sefer Ikvei Tzofer brings it down, of Akiva Ludmir. He says, so the Kasha Panam Yofos asks, is how could it be that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but there's a tzad that maybe they're Bnei Noach, and then if they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, means they kept Shabbos also, and Goy Shavas is Chayiv Misa. So how does it work? So the Panam Yofos, there's a lot of different terutzim, but the Panam Yofos' terutz is that for Bnei Noach, so for Israel, it's Laila than Yom, right? We keep a Erev Ayvoker. But for Bnei Noach, it's Yom than Laila. Laila Olech Achar Hayom. So Mela, if there would be Bnei Noach, so Bnei Noach, for them, Shabbos meant the Isser was to have the day and then the following night. That would have been the Isser, if you would be Shavis, the day and the following night. But if you would just be Shavis on Friday night and Shabbos day, that wouldn't be
Shabbos day, and then
if you would be, in other words, if Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa means Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos from the day and then the night, the Motzai Shabbos, but if you keep just Friday night and Shabbos day, that's not a violation. And for Bnei Noach, it would be that the Laila is Holech Achar Hayom, so then it wouldn't have been in violation, because if they kept Shabbos, they would have kept Shabbos Friday night, and then in other words, the others kept Shabbos for what the halacha is. That's Friday night and day. It wouldn't have been a violation of Goy Shavas, because the Goy Shavas is sort of keeping the day and then the night. So the Ovis did Malacha already, Motzei Shabbos. So it wouldn't have been a violation of Goy Shavas. So the Chasim Sofer explains why is it that for Klal Yisrael it's the night and then the day, and for Goyim it's the day and then the night. He says because for Klal Yisrael the Ikir is Chayei Olam Haba. And we do everything. So this world is Olam HaChoshech. Right? So the Choshech comes first, that's Olam HaZeh. And we're hoping to earn our Chayei Olam Haba. For the Goyim, so they don't believe in Olam Haba. So they try to do everything, party up everything in this world. So for this world is their Yom, so to speak. And Olam Haba, for them, they don't appreciate it, doesn't exist. So that's the Laila. So we keep the Laila first and then the Yom, because in our mind, we go first to this world, which is Olam HaGashmi, so it's not the Iker, you know, it's Choshech, it's not the Iker. But what's the Iker? The true light for us is going to be in Olam Haba. For them, their so-called light is going to be in this world, and then Olam Haba doesn't exist in their book. So that's how he explains it. But then he says one other point, and that is, but by Karbonos, we say, Laila Holechacha Hayom. You have the Yom and then the Laila. So what's Pshat that? So the Chasam Sofer says, because Tzaddikim love this world because they have a chance for Avodas Hashem. So for them, this world is the Iker Yom, so to speak, because it's like the word that they say from the Vilna Gaon when his deathbed, he was crying, and then the Talmidim said, "Why are you crying, Rebbe? You're the Vilna Gaon. You're going to get such a chela Olam Haba." But he said, "No, but in Olam Hazeh is the Olam of opportunity, that Olam Asiya, that I could do things." So that's why I'm crying, because I won't have that opportunity. So that's the idea of Yom, and then Laila for Karbanos, because Karbanos is the Avoda, and in this, and they view the Avoda true from the perspective that Olam Haba, what we said before, Laila, but for a true tzaddik, he sees the light in this world, because why? Because in this world is the Olam Asiya, where he can accomplish, and that itself is the light. Oh. So let me say two more things regarding the light. One is from this week's Parsha with Tzor Tasa Lateva, and one is Parsha's Bo. So Tzor Tasa Lateva, it means either what? A window? Or what? A stone that lights up. So what's the machlokas? So I saw one of the svarim, one of the Likud svarim from Rev Rosenthal. The name will come to me. One of the Likud Svarim from Rosenthal says he thinks these two days in Rashi, he quotes from, it's a Likud Svarim, so what are these two days in Rashi, whether it was the window or the stone, are parallel to the two days in Rashi about Nochish Tzadik Yesh Dorshim Leshvach Yesh Dorshim Leganai. One opinion says he was a Tzadik Talmud. That's a shvach. One says a gnai, because it's only because he was in the door of Rishayim. If he had been in the door of Tzadikim, then like Avram Avinu's door, so then he wouldn't have been so chashiv. So there's a big yisod that's brought down in this farm. It's from the pasuk by Lot, that if you see somebody being destroyed, and you also deserve to be destroyed also, but you had certain rachmanis from Hashem, then you're not allowed to look at his destruction. But if you, that's why Lot wasn't allowed to look at the Ashes Lot, they weren't allowed to look at the destruction of Sodom, because they really were supposed to be destroyed also, just because of Avraham Avinu that they were saved. So that's why Al Tabed Lacharecha, right? So the same thing over here. If Noach was a big tzaddik, so then he would have been allowed to see what was going on in the rest of the world. That's the shita of what? That there was a window so he could look out. But the shita that there was no window, that he couldn't look, that's the shita that he wasn't on that. That was Leish Loshim Lignai, and that was the shita that he could, there was no window, so how did he see? He saw with a stone that lit up the thing. So that's in that sefer from Rosenthal, that Likud's sefer. Won't come to me what the name is. What did you look to look it up, the name of the sefer? I think Rav Rosenthal in the Chumash section. By the time we finish, you'll have the name of the it's a sefer. It's a Okay, but I want to say one more word that has to do with Yom V'Layla. I think is something I teach my Talmidim every year. I think is a very fundamental thing.
No.
So Chumash. So this is the word. Makas Choshech, it says that there was Choshech in Mitzrayim. Ulochol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshfosa.
Kimotzei shal harav.
Kimotzei shal harav. That was the sefer that I believe I saw that word. I think that's where I saw it. But the l'shitoso from the Torah. Yeah, Kimotzei shal harav is the name of that sefer. But there's a word that I love to teach and say over to my talmidim. It's from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Bo. Okay. Okay. So it says, so usually by the other Bacchus it says that the Egyptians had blood. That's right. It doesn't say, and B'nai Yisrael didn't have. Okay.
By Dom, I think it does say that.
Yeah. What does it say?
I have to look up the exact passage.
See, here it says, Beferish, that they had Choshech and Chol B'nai Yisrael, Ayor B'moshfosa. So what does that mean? So he said a beautiful word. He says that, you know what Makas Choshech is? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Netei Yodcha l'shamayim, and bring down. What was he bringing down? You know what he was bringing down? He was bringing down a shefa of ruchnis in the world. It wasn't that there was or Choshech. It was shefa ruchti. So if you're a person who appreciates ruchnis, so that's or for you. But the same person who has that shefa ruchnis, but he doesn't appreciate it, it's Choshech. It's not that over here was or and there was Choshech. It was the same thing, but Chol B'nai Yisrael, that's the B'nai Aliyah, they had what? They had or b'mashfosa. Because they were appreciated. The Rishoyim, the Srim, had Choshech, because they had the same thing. It was the same Chepsa. I say by Tamatim, you know what Shir and Yeshiva is? We're not going to finish the whole Kol HaTorah Kula in 1 year, 2 years, but we can give you appreciation for learning. And you get that appreciation, and you have more. That's what Rabbi Neuberger once said over from Rav Friedler, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Broyers, then he went to Toronto. He said, what's an Indian for a girl to marry a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah? Not just Hals Frumkeit. It's because sometimes life is hard, and the Ben Torah will always has appreciation for the Mesikas of Torah, so he always could go back to his Torah and give him Simchas HaChaim. Can somebody, you see a kash in the Rabbi Kiveger, right? So, if you know what learning is all about, you can get excited, but if you weren't trained to with the Mesikas HaTorah, you're not gonna. You don't understand what this person gets so excited about. It's only if you appreciate the Mesikas HaTorah, then you get excited. So that's what. So when we talk about Or and Choshech, so that's why the B'nai Aliyah, this world is Or, because this world, we can learn Torah and we can see true Or, just like the Avoda in the
same as the story,
and the same
as the Rabbi Rosenwasser story.
That what?
There's someone who was it was right, but I don't remember who it was. I don't remember what where in the word it was, but that R. It was the second word about Kachin.
Right, Kachin, the Chasim Sofer's word. Yeah. Yeah, but you could say if you want to tie it into Rabbi Rosenwasser, I'd say like this: Rabbi Rosenwasser always polished his father's menorah. You know, the menorah in the old Beis Medrash by the Omid. You know, I would be there. You know, in the old days, in the afternoon Seder, where the Kol Elyon used to be there, and the other Kol was in the third floor, first hall, and watch him clean the menorah, because he wanted to beautify the menorah. The menorah brings or. The menorah brings or. And that's the tafkin in this world. This world, on one hand, is Olam HaChoshech, because it's not Olam HaBa, But true tzaddikim will be able to find or in this world, because that's what it's all about. That we could appreciate, the Shefa Ruchni. So that was what Machas Choshev wasn't, that there was two separate things. There was light here, dark here. It was the same Shefa Ruchni that Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Aliyah had the or and the other people not. And that was the idea. So so that's the Hashim. So let's just review what we said over. What did we say over? Number one, we told you the story of this week's parsha. It's a lot about, you know, Chomas and, you know, Noach being a tzaddik and Emes versus Sheker. And the story of Rabbi Rosenwasser, that Rabbi Finkel said to him, to Rabbi Rosenwasser, Jr., about his father, your father's going to be okay. Because Sheker ain't more unlike me, your father's an Ish Emes. And then we said over what? The kasha of how could the Ovos keep Kolot Torah Kula if Koshe Shavas is Chayav Misa, then they might have a dinner and if they have a dinner of Bnei Noach, so then they're not allowed to keep Shabbos, and they keep Kolot Torah Kula, kept Shabbos too. But Parim Yofa says, but there's a difference. What is Shabbos? So Bnei Noach Shabbos Koshe Shavas, it's Yom, and then Laila Afkarov, and they kept Laila of Yom, so then it was okay. And then we explained the Chasam Sofer why Taka the Goyim have the day first and then the night, and we have the night first and then the day, because for us the Iker is Olam Haba, that's the Iker light. This world is Olam Gashmi, so it's Choshech, so we work in this world to earn the real or in the Olam Haba. The Goyim, they don't believe in Olam Haba, so for them they party up. For them, their ore, so to speak, is in this world, and then after that, it's all choshen. There's nothing left for them. But the Chasam Sofer says, but by Karbanis we hold halayla hol lecha hayom, because the true tzaddikim will find ore in this world too. And then they said over from the Kimotzei Shal Rav, I believe it's in that sefer. I check to make sure. Might be another safer, but I think I'm pretty sure it was not safer. It's a liquid safer. Froze it all. That the 2 days in Rashi about Yesh Torshim Mishvach, Yesh Torshim Lignai are the same 2 days of Tzorah Tzatzel Ateva, whether it's the stone or the window, because if you're on a Bal Madrega, that you would need so, Pschus Atzmacha, then you're Kitsipa Palosim. But Noah Lot wasn't, so that's why Al Tabet Acharecha. And the same thing. So if Noah was in such a big madriga, so then he couldn't see out. So then that's the shita of the Chalom. And then according to the other shita, that he wasn't allowed to see out. He just, and the only way he got light was from the Evan, because Taka he was on a low madriga. He wasn't truly deserving on his own. We mentioned the Sefer Parashas Rochim, that in this first piece has the discussion of the Rishonim, whether the office had a din of Bnei Noach or not. And then the last thing was the, what does it mean by the other makas? It just says the Goyim had this maka. So Mamela, we know the Jews didn't. But here it says, Mefesh, Chol Gisel, or Bemosh Fosam. So the told us Yaakov Yosef says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Netei Yodcha. And what is he supposed to bring? What do you mean bring down Choshech? It means Shamayim is the Ruchni. Bring down the Shefa Ruchni. And for people who are Balei Madrega, who appreciate Ruchnius, it'll be for them or. For the people who can't appreciate Ruchnius, because they weren't trained in that, it'll be Choshech. So our goal is to have, you know, or in this world and or both ors. You know, and Be'ez Hashem to be Anshe Emes, like Rav Rosenwasser, Anshe Emes, and to have the menorah be cleaned and lit up. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zolke to all those brachas and Kol Mili the Meitav in this world. And that's the Parshas Noach, some ideas from Parshas Noach. Everyone should have a chance.